Dr. Pinsky with a Miami on Charles Lodice, L-O-D-I-S-E. Charles Lodice is a 51-year-old male. Reports he was injured at work on 2-8-22. Period. He indicates he fell on black ice at a client's site doing his job as a security officer. Period. As a result, he believes he injured his left shoulder and left ankle, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Period. He did not undergo any surgery. Period. He claims that, quote, like usual, no real treatment for injuries, period, end quote. He volunteered that he did have an MRI of his left shoulder and left ankle. Period. In paragraph, as per the records supplied, Mr. Lodice filed a claim petition alleging on 2-5-21 he slipped and fell on black ice, injuring his left ankle, comma, head, comma, back, comma, and left shoulder. Period. That date of injury corresponds to what is listed on your cover letter. Period. Medical records show he was seen at Concentra on 2-12-21, stating he slipped on black ice and hurt his left ankle on 2-5-21. Period. He did not offer complaints about any other body areas. Period. He had x-rays that showed no significant radiologic findings. Pretty was diagnosed with a sprain of the left ankle for which he was initiated on physical therapy and activity modification. Period. He followed up over the next several weeks. Period. On 3-2-21, he was discharged to full work activities and his entire shift. Period. On that visit, he states physical therapy helped overall, and his left ankle pain improved overall, but he still had random sharp pains in the ankle with swelling. Period. He, again, did not offer any symptoms related to any other body areas except the left ankle. Period. He did receive physical therapy on the dates described. Period. In paragraph on 5-24-21, he returned to Concentra, reopening his left ankle case. Period. He states it still was painful and swollen, and he has shooting pains up the shin from the ankle and cramping in the left foot. Period. He then stated his left ankle pain had mildly improved, but now claims he may have, quote, hit my head or shoulder, parentheses, left, close parentheses, when I fell, comma, but IDK, period, end quote. He claims he had intermittent headaches and dizziness that worsened after the fall. Period, the headaches subsided, but he still gets occasional headaches. Scratch that. His headaches subsided, and he had occasional headaches prior to the fall. Period. His dizziness started about 4 weeks ago and was worse in the morning after waking up and at night. Period. He had been working light duty since his discharge. Period. He was found to be neurologically intact. Period. Dr. Brown noted symptoms appeared inconsistent with those initially reported. Period. Mr. Lodice was unsure of what body parts he hit during his fall. Period. Dr. Brown explained that his dizziness and headaches are most likely due to his elevated blood pressure, for which he was advised to follow up with his primary care physician. Period. He was going to continue with an ankle sleeve while ambulating, and physical therapy was restarted. Period. Another physical therapy referral was given on 6/8/21. Period. When he returned to Dr. Brown's physician assistant on 6/15/21, he was cleared to use topical gel 3 times per day on his ankle. Period. He did not report any other injuries or symptoms. Period. He was advised to get shoe orthotics inserts for good ankle and foot support, since his x-rays showed calcaneal spurs. Period. No medications were prescribed or dispensed at this encounter. Period. New paragraph. He saw Dr. Brown again on 6/2/22. Period. He, on this occasion, reported no improvement in his swelling and pain at the ankle since his injury. Period. He has shooting pain in the left leg that can be random or if he is ambulating. Period. His left foot, quote, pivots, end quote, to the left when he is walking. Period. He went to orthopedics in September at Regional Orthopedics, and then in December 2021, period, he told Dr. Brown, quote, my tendons were stretched, period, end quote. He then added that he also fell on his left shoulder, and he reported that shoulder pain on the intake form. Period, however, upon reviewing same, the shoulder was not reported on the intake form or reported to that provider. Period. He stated, quote, I am not too concerned about my shoulder. Period, end quote. Dr. Brown went on to explain the patient never mentions his low back as a source of pain today, but was examined as it appears to be a source of complaint. Period. Patient specifically asked if he has any upper less specifically asked if he has any upper or lower back pain or neck pain, and he denied any pain in these body parts. Period. He then states, quote, I had a headache for 1 month after the fall, comma, quote, and, quote, I think I struck my head, comma, but I am not sure, period, end quote. He stated he, quote, did not attribute his headache to the fall, end quote, at first, and that it went away a week after the injury. Period. He now reported a history of occasional headaches prior to the fall, and that he took aspirin. Period. He denied the migraine history, but had a headache approximately every 4 months. Period. He mentions he was terminated from his employer after being discharged from Concentra. Period. Dr. Brown ascertained he was seen at Regional Orthopedics on 12/16/21, period. He denied any chiropractic care in the last 10 years. Period. He denied any previous motor vehicle accident or injuries in the last 15 years. Period. He had worked for the insured for 1 year. Period. Last year he played tennis and racquetball since being a teenager, but this had to be discontinued due to his left ankle injury. Period. He also made additional statements such as, quote, I just rub it, and it feels better, parentheses, his shoulder, close parentheses, comma. Shoulder movement and rotation, end quote, tilting the shoulder forward, end quote, were bags for a while, but not arm elevation, not lifting and not overhead use, and not repetitive use. Paired heat does not pay too much attention to it. It is something he could live with, but it is there. Paired his progress was monitored by Dr. Brown, and on 6/2/22, she elaborated that the patient only reported pain in the left shoulder with left side bending, and that it was, quote, a little pain, period, end quote. X-rays of the shoulder showed no significant radiologic findings. Period, he was issued an additional diagnosis of foot cramps and left shoulder pain. Period, he was referred for an MRI of the left ankle and left shoulder, as well as x-rays of the lumbar spine. Period, he denied neck or back pain when asked. Period, he states he has pain in the left shoulder, but it is of no concern. Period, he had occasional pain in the shoulder. Period, he demonstrated full strength and range of motion with ankle and left shoulder exam. Period, lumbar spine motion was adequate. Period, no physical therapy was deemed to be indicated at that time. Period, Mr. Lodice contradictorily asserted he was working his current security job without difficulty, as he can sit when needed. Period, Dr. Brown wrote, direct causation of low back or left shoulder pain cannot be correlated to the work injury, as these areas were never reported at the time of injury. Period, also denied upper or lower back pain. Period. We are not in receipt of the results of the MRI reports, assuming they were done. Period. However, he also currently complains he did not have further treatment after the MRI studies were done. Period, I've been informed he decided not to want to pursue any treatment and requested proceeding with permanency evaluations. Period, physical exam. He had eyes, ears, normal, neurologic, normal, extremities, upper, normal, shoulders, normal, extremities, lower, normal, feet and ankles, normal, cervical, normal, thoracic, normal, lumbosacral. He ambulated with physiologic gait, but complained of shooting pain up from his left ankle. But this was also present with walking on his heels and toes, although he did this smoothly and effortlessly. Period, the rest of that section is normal. Impressions. On 2/5/21, Charles Lodice slipped and fell on black ice while at work. Period, he currently gives a different date of injury. Period. He did not seek treatment until presenting to Concentra on 2/12/21, over 1 week after the accident. Period, this was the first of several red flag behaviors that evolved. Period. He was initially diagnosed with the left ankle sprain and responded well to medication, gamma therapy, gamma, and activity modification. Period. New paragraph. Over 2 months later, he returned, complaining of left ankle pain and cramping. Period. On 6/1/21, it was noted his symptoms are inconsistent with the physical findings. Period, he was discharged from care again on 6/15/21. Period, since that time, he saw his own expert named Dr. Weiss and requested additional treatment for the left ankle, left shoulder, and lumbar spine. Period. He returned to Dr. Brown, who recommended MRI of the left ankle and shoulder and x-rays of the lumbar spine. Period. However, he decided not to want to pursue any treatment. Period. Underlying this, the carrier authorized me to re-examine petitioner with regard to his request for additional treatment to the left ankle, shoulder, and lumbar spine. The paragraph, the current examination, found him to be neurologically intact. Period. He had full range of motion of the left ankle and foot with no tenderness or crepitus, where there was no tenderness to palpation. Period. He had no limp and did not use a handheld assist device during any of the gait maneuvers, but nevertheless he complained that with each of those maneuvers he had shooting pain up his ankle. Period. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent, partial, or total disability referable to the left ankle, comma, shoulder, comma, or head. Paired, this petitioner delayed in seeking treatment. Paired has given contradictory mechanisms of injury and statements about whether he was working light duty or full duty or at all. Period. His subjective complaints are disproportionate to the objective findings and mechanism of injury in this case from almost 2 years ago. Period. End.